Gather round, my name is Uncle Ron, you've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using authentic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day in running and growing my businesses from here in the middle of Fort Worth, Texas. This week, we are talking about the difference between artificial and authentic. As more and more people leverage AI tools to make social media posts, they use them to make articles that they publish to their website. They use it to come up with podcast scripts. They use them to create video scripts. They use them to create videos. Whether that's an avatar, whether that's a voiceover with B-roll, it is out there. It is ballooning. I was confronted with a podcast that talked about this particular subject over the Christmas break. People want to know whether or not something is artificial or authentic. As more and more content hits the web, people are becoming more and more skeptical. The market sophistication is beginning to understand that all of these things are out there. One thing that you can count on when you are trying to do business with people who are local to you, people who interact with you, is they want to know who you are. They want to know authentically what makes you tick. What do you have in common with those people? Do you like to talk about God? Do you like to talk about politics? Do you like to talk about wine? Do you like to talk about kids' sports? Whatever those things are that interest you, people want to be able to find that connection. An AI-produced piece of content is not going to be able to effectively communicate your love, your passion, your interest, your insight into whatever those topics are. People want to know how they can feel connected to you. You guys know that I talk about my family. You know that I tell stories about myself and my childhood. If you read my email from last weekend, you know that the worst Christmas ever was when my sister got married over Christmas break and I had to miss a high school basketball game. For a 17-year-old kid who's a basketball junkie, that's a big deal. That's how you know that email that came from me last Saturday was not created by AI. It was created authentically for me and communicated the thoughts and emotions that went with that particular story from my life. If you didn't get that email and you would like to get this Saturday's email, open up a browser window, type in bit.ly/porch, capitalize the P in porch. You can get those emails that authentically are created by hand from me. It gives you a way to know who I am, why you should know, like, and trust me. That old phrase is applicable when we talk about networking our business with people around us. I am here to say that it's just as applicable in your online marketing. If you think about people who are considered influencers in social media realm, it's because there are large groups of people who feel like they have some connection to that person. That's how I was given the name Uncle Ron many years ago in those online circles of insurance agents. They felt like they could talk to me and know me and understand me and that I would shoot them straight. At the end of the day, your likeness and how people perceive you, whether that's good or bad, positive or negative, matters a whole lot. I know me personally, I'm not looking to do business with someone that I consider is not operating with integrity. I'm not looking to do business with someone who's constantly negative. I'm not looking to do business with someone who expects me to bend the knee to whatever it is they want. You have to be able to portray who you are authentically so that people can have that know, like, and trust connection with you and be able to find that connection with you. You may have a certain political persuasion and you want to talk to those people. That's great. There are podcasters who have made untold riches leveraging that sort of personal connection. You can't do that if you're not authentically in that realm and connected to it. This is where you can take your marketing of your business to the next level, because you're creating that authentic connection with the people around you who are your ideal customers that you will not see hit the caller ID of your phone and go, oh man, I have to talk to that person. No, you're creating that relationship where when you pick up the phone, you can talk about whatever that passion and interest is so that people can authentically know that you are real, you are in tune with how they think, and you are there to serve them well. This is how you win the marketing game on the internet today. Everybody can use ChatGPT to put an explainer article or an explainer video out there. There are enough bots, there are enough virtual assistants, there are enough people with a lot more money than you and I who can effectively out-avalanche you with those explainer articles, videos, and recordings. When you authentically connect with the people that you are trying to serve and you create that connection where they can know, like, and trust you, that's how you overcome that artificial avalanche with your authenticity. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you need help discovering your ideal client, I have coaching available for you. Go to sprocketops.com. Hit the contact form, give me a way to get in contact with you. We can talk about how you can identify your ideal contact, your ideal customer, your ideal prospect, how you can authentically create a message to get in touch with them. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the grind of creating content and how to put your authentic spin on everything you do. I'm Uncle Ron. I'll see you here tomorrow on the porch.